from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Our thanks again to Jesse Agler. That was fantastic. He sounds excited about our new song lyrics incorporator, Dust in the Wind. All we are is Dust in the Wind is his incorporator for tonight. You can listen in starting at 6:40. Sammy Levitt with the Eco Water SoCal pregame show at 5:40 tonight. And before I forget, since they are going to play again today, I promised Woods, I got the Rally Roach here.
Kiss the Roach.
Give it a little kiss for luck. Hopefully the Padres can start another winning streak tonight. And Jesse believed, he was like me. He was like, you know what? I'm believing this time. Not that they're going to necessarily, you know, win 80% of their remaining games, but maybe they've put some of the inconsistencies and struggles in the past. They will still, if they don't add pitching, they're still going to have some days. Hey, Randy Vasquez may struggle. If you're throwing Adam Mazur again, you're not going to win all those bullpen days with Adam Mazur. And Dylan Cease and Michael King, they'll have an off start at some point. But I think for the most part going forward, hopefully getting healthier with Joe Musgrove and Fernando Tatis Jr., whatever they do today, got a solid back end of the bullpen now with Jason Adam. There's no reason the Padres should lose 5 in a row or, you know, 8 of 10 at any point the rest of the season. You know, if they struggle, it's because you go 4-4 over 8 games. And then you get back and win, you know, 4 out of 5 or 5 out of 6. This is a team that should be playing above 500 baseball, and if they do so, it's a team that should be in the playoffs in October. I do believe that.
Knock on wood. Kiss the roach.
I believe
whatever
that.
I gotta do.
Yeah. We kiss the roach. Yeah, hopefully that's the karma that we need going forward. So hopefully they can carry that on and things go well. I mean, all we get in the speculation right now, there's no trades have gone down since last night. I saw Joel Sherman saying, I think that Trent Grisham could be a fit for the Giants after they traded Jorge Soler and the Yankees picked up Jazz Chisholm. He's kind of a superfluous piece now.
Nice game for him, by the way, yesterday.
Yeah, 2 home runs with Aaron Judge's bat, at least on the second home run. Now, he was facing like a position player on the second home run, so it doesn't count entirely. Judge also hit 2, 38 and 39.
Good God.
The Yankees are hoping that this is a sign that their struggles of the last, month and a half or so are coming to an end, and they're breaking out of it. So we can talk more about what's going on in baseball as we continue to monitor the trade talks. If anything happens, we'll, of course, bring it to you. But until then, might as well continue on with the other stuff, like our Rindle Report, Paulie.
And get things started here with our today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
2 stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And 1 story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3, The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood?
Would I need some help, please?
That was good.
Can I get a
All righty,
Polly.
Good morning, Benjamin.
Just another hat you are wearing, even though you're not wearing a hat. This is like your fifth hat of the morning.
Lots of hats. I have many, many hats. We will start off in the NFL. Saw a headline this morning that anybody in San Diego might remember the name Rashad Penny. San Diego State standout, like historic running back for the Aztecs, broke the record for all-time rushing yards.
Yeah, it's almost crazy to think that. Like, I was kind of excited to watch San Diego State football games when Rashad Penny was carrying the ball for a while.
Yeah.
Rocky Long.
Gave you something
excited.
To watch for. I mean, yeah. When was the last time the Aztecs had a Heisman candidate?
And you know what? I know Sean Lewis came on, I believe, with Gwynn and Chris last week. I don't want to insult anyone. Maybe he'll bring the excitement back. But it's been a while since we've had an exciting player like Rashad Penny playing college football here in San Diego. How long ago was that?
He's retiring, actually, after
so
6 years.
So, long time.
No, 6 years.
That's,
so
that's not that long.
What was that, 2017? I guess it was drafted.
Running backs, the expiration date on running backs, it's like milk that you buy at Trader Joe's. It's really not going to last that long.
Yeah, it was. It's a bummer, man. I mean, I guess, you know, if he's at peace with it, then good for him. But a very surprising first-round pick out of San Diego State by the Seahawks, and then he signed with the Jaguars. Was it the Jaguars, you said?
Panthers. This offseason.
He signed with them this offseason, and like as recently as last week was saying he was feeling good and
ready to go. When healthy, I'm a top running back in the league. So, like, okay, Rashad Penny's ready for a breakout season. Pick him up on your fantasy team right now.
Yeah, he's feeling good. No, he has retired. Six seasons. They placed him on the reserve retired list, and then the Panthers made another move for the roster.
No,
but
obviously, I'm sure health is a big factor here, but no reason specifically given.
Nothing given yet
for the retirement of Rashad Penny.
Yeah,
that's too bad. I always pull for him when I see him, whatever team he's been on, and he bounced around quite a bit, but. Yeah, good luck to Rashad Penny and whatever post-football endeavors that he chooses to pursue.
Let's see here. Next up, I was trying to find... There it is. So, if you listen to this show regularly, you will hear in our Padres wrap-up at 6:35 each morning after a Padres game, we have the winning edition and we have the losing edition. Losing edition.
It's a shame if they lose.
I'm not playing it today. They didn't lose last night, and they're going to win tonight. But part of that montage in the losing Padres wrap-up is from Pete Fairbanks, relief pitcher for the Tampa Bay Rays.
We'll give it 16 minutes of salt, and then we'll, you know, get back on the bump and figure it out.
16 minutes of sulk.
Get back on
and then
the
we'll
bump.
Get back on the bump.
We'll figure it out. So it's just, you know, yeah, you're bummed for a little bit.
You
get
a little self pity, and then you gotta move on. So just like Jesse was telling us, compartmentalize and move on.
Exactly. We've played multiple Pete Fairbanks interviews this year. In particular, he gives very interesting post game interviews standing in front of his locker, and he gave another one yesterday, and this was not the post game in the clubhouse in front of his locker. This was on the field for the Rays with Trisha Whitaker is the sideline reporter for Bally Sports, I think it is, out there in Tampa Bay. And I just wanted to play this video. He has a very special cause near and dear to his heart. He explains why in this clip and why he donates $100 after every strikeout. This was pretty cool.
Better. I'm getting a little choked up. You know, just given everything over the past year, turned into a pretty special day.
It is a special day. You hosted the Turner Syndrome Foundation today for your baby girl, Ellis, who you all lost to Turner Syndrome in the offseason. How much did it mean to you? You not only closed out the game, but you ended it with a strikeout, and we know you're doing strikeouts for Ellis.
My pockets are 100 lighter. I think it was a great summation of what we've been trying to do. If I could encourage everybody to go to RaysBaseball.auctions.mlb, bid on some stuff. If you're local, come build some Legos with me. It was a perfect ending to you know, everything that we've built towards over the past couple months.
You told me a couple weeks ago that you guys have seen a lot of butterflies around, and butterflies is the symbol for Turner Syndrome. I know today's a special day for you, and this foundation and auction means a lot. Do you feel like she was with you today?
Yeah, definitely felt at peace out there. So, you know, I'll take that.
Pete Fairbanks, thank you so much. We appreciate it. As a reminder, go to raisebaseball.auctions.mlb.com. Pete, you want to hold up the shirt for us for strikeouts?
Plug. A shameless plug. There you go.
Yeah, so a tragic story, obviously. He and his wife lost their little girl to Turner syndrome in the off season, and so he has adopted that as his cause. $100 for every strikeout that he gets. Having a pretty good season. Now, he's one of those guys that is rumored to be on the move,
very,
possibly.
Very well could be traded by 3 o'clock today.
Maybe to San Diego.
I mean, price tag would be high, and they've already spent a lot on a reliever from that same team, but... I mean, I wouldn't hate it. Woods would love it. He's a huge fan of Pete Fairbanks.
Yes.
And you'd really have a lockdown back of the bullpen if you did that. I mean, if you strike out going for a starter, which you can't strike out going for a starter, but if you did, certainly wouldn't say no to a Fairbanks deal if you could make it happen. Not trading Salas or DeVries for another reliever, but...
Anyways, just wanted to get that in there. That's a story that...
Yeah, I've not heard of Turner syndrome, a chromosomal disorder. Female born with only one X chromosome. Symptoms include short stature, delayed puberty, infertility, heart defects, learning disabilities, and obviously in bad cases like it was with Pete Fairbanks' daughter, can be fatal as well. So doing something good, $100 per strikeout, and obviously when he gets in there, he's got quite a few strikeouts this season. I can see he's got a lot of Woods connection. Woods gives $100 per win to the Peter Seidler Foundation for each Tier 1 team win that he's got. So they seem very on the same page.
Love it. All right, and then we'll change the vibes here a little bit, put a smile on everyone's face. So a couple years ago, I think it was the... Might have been the summer games in Tokyo. Was that 2021?
Yeah, it was a year delayed because of COVID.
Right.
But so yeah, 2021.
Back then, we played clips on our show as we did some Olympics coverage from NBC. And I think they had Peacock going at that time. And it was Kevin Hart and Snoop Dogg. Like, I think it was weekly, not nightly. But they were covering some of the more obscure Olympic sports and letting... I mean, just basically giving Snoop Dogg a mic and letting him do his thing. And so I was looking around for that, and I go, I can't find it. They have replaced Snoop Dogg. It's Kevin Hart and Kenan Thompson now on Peacock, and they're doing that same style of show. And I go, look, I like Kenan Thompson fine, but he's not Snoop Dogg. Like,
but they have Snoop Dogg there doing tons of stuff.
I was like, that's a major oversight. And I was like looking around. I was asking my wife, like, what's going on? So Snoop Dogg is still very much a part of NBC
right.
and Peacock's coverage of the Olympics. They had him on, like, Primetime Olympics or whatever the show was called. It was a different setup, and he was a guest with Mike Tirico.
He's been upgraded, essentially.
I think so.
To the big show.
So I was able to find some Snoop Dogg footage. We will start with Snoop Dogg calling badminton. This was outstanding.
You ready to roll?
I'm ready to rock and roll. Let me put my stuff
Grab on. Grab him. Let's go. We got highlights, the best of week one with Snoop. You ready?
Let's get cracking.
We are starting with badminton first. You know, the shuttlecock goes fast, Snoop. It can reach over 250 miles per hour.
Oh, I love this badminton right here. This is a great rally right here between China and the U.S. right here. As you see, it don't stop to the casket drop. They rocking and rolling back and forth. Give me that. No, I need that. Nope, over here. Nope, over there. What about over there? Nope, what about there? Nope, give me that. I need that. That too. Nope, sit down somewhere. Get out. Get off. Wait a minute. Hold it. Way up in the sky. Now down. Back up. Over there. Now over here. Get out the way. Move. I told you we need that.
What'd you think, Ben?
That was fantastic.
Pretty good.
I mean, it was a great rally, too. I haven't watched a lot of badminton, but pretty entertaining if that's what watching badminton is like.
Well, we also have Snoop calling rugby as well. Here's another clip.
It's tough in the rain. How about the French rugby team? Hey, we're getting close to football season. I want this guy on my fantasy
team. I need him at running back on a quick toss, 37 toss to the left. He's got wheels. He deals. He falls. He spills. But he gives it to his home, and he gets 5 to stay alive. See, that's 5 points, and now they're grooving.
That's right, because this was France's first gold medal.
The dancing.
In a sport they love, rugby.
Get your groove on.
even knows the rules. Get five, stay alive. That's 5 points for a try in rugby as opposed to six for a touchdown in football.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, Snoop knows his stuff.
I'll be following that over the next couple of weeks with more Snoop Dogg coverage because I put Snoop Dogg on a mic and let him call sports. I'm in.
The Snoop's there. Kenan Thompson's there.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Hart.
Colin Jost is in Tahiti. We talked about him earlier.
Flavor Flav is there. He's the sponsor of the
Flavor
the
Flav is incredible.
The women's water polo team. We had that story on Channel 10 last night because they needed like a sponsor, and he goes, "Well, I'll sponsor you." So he's like,
he, like,
basically
heard that a lot of the women had like second and third jobs,
yeah, yeah.
And he goes, "No, no, no, I got you guys." And he sponsored their like their trip out there,
yeah,
and everything. It's so cool.
When he's not saving Red Lobster, he's sponsoring the U.S. women's water polo team, making sure that they've got everything they need for hopefully a successful run at the Olympics. Let's see. I saw this morning that U.S. women's rugby team did lose in the semifinals, so they'll play in the bronze medal game. They lost to New Zealand, so I've never even gotten this far going for their first medal. And then I saw Katie Ledecky. It was just the semifinals of the 1600 meters. She won by so much. I think she was 18 seconds ahead of her next closest competitor. Remember, this is swimming, where sometimes it's like 200ths of a second is the difference.
Right.
She was 18 seconds. Think about how long you want to go for 18 seconds. Like, okay, here we go. Ready? I'm gonna stop talking for 18 seconds. And this is Katie Ledecky. She touches in 3, 2, 1. Now.
I don't like this. This is uncomfortable.
And second place just touched the line after the game.
Oh my God. That's incredible. She is a superstar. Good
Ray
Lord.
So she got out of the pool, dried off before second place. Got to the end of the pool. All right.
Wow.
Again, just waiting for something to happen this morning.
Everyone's saying we need to get off the air because then the moves will start.
I mean, if Adam wants to just get to, you know, Annie and Elston earlier, if you think that's going to make something happen,
try
I'm
some
willing,
experimental radio.
Willing to discuss. But let's take a timeout. We'll see if anything happens during the break. I give you a rundown of what happened in baseball last night. I got the standings. I'm not ashamed to do a little scoreboard watching already. With less than 2 months to go in the Major League Baseball season, I'm watching what's happening in the NL wildcard race. We'll get to that coming up next with Ben Woods after traffic on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Fan. Got some Padres Dodgers tickets for tomorrow's Dylan Cease start to give away here in a couple of minutes. Do not go anywhere. Ben and Woods. Ben and Paul. Woodsy, I think, is still at the airport because he's still texting us.
Yeah, I don't think they've left yet.
Hmm. Feels like he could have done the first couple of hours of the show.
Honestly. He feels like he could have been here at least to like 8.
Yeah, yeah. And then headed to the airport. They're so early for everything. Like you're supposed to get to your flight 2 hours early.
They get like
4 hours
early. You'd be like, 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
2 p.m. Want to get there early.
So I'm keeping my eyes just on the other teams in the NL wildcard race. So 5 other teams, maybe 6 if you include the Giants. Since they've won 4 in a row, they're only 4 games back and reportedly hanging on to Blake Snell and still thinking they've got a shot. But you got the Atlanta Braves, who are currently the wild card leaders. But that lead is now down to just a half a game over the Mets and Padres after they lost to the Braves or to the Brewers 8-3 last night. And the Braves have lost 7 of 9. They had the 2 wins against the Mets over the weekend, but those are their only 2 wins in a while. So the Braves have been headed in the wrong direction. We'll see if the pickup of Jorge Soler and Luke Jackson is going to help stop the bleeding. But with all the injuries they've had, I said it on the roundtable last week. We did the predictions, or the last time we did the roundtable, we said, who do you think the 3 teams are going to be? And everybody said, Braves, someone, Padres, whatever. And I said, I don't know that the Braves are going to be there. They were like 3.5-4 up at the time when I said it. But I go, at some point, the injuries are going to come back to bite the Braves. And now all of a sudden, they're down to just half game. They could be out of a playoff spot as early as tomorrow. So there's no guarantee the Braves are going to be in the postseason at this point. They're just a half game back. The Mets, they're back on track. They beat the Twins 15-2, so they move back into a tie with the Padres for the second wild card spot on the idle day. The one that hurt last night the most was the Diamondbacks-Nationals game. I looked at the score pretty early, and the Nationals scored 5 in the top of the first off of Jordan Montgomery, who's, you know, didn't get his season started until a few weeks ago and has struggled. He's got an ERA over 6 right now. One of the big pickups for the D-backs. Then the Nationals scored again in the second, 6-0. And I kind of put it in the win column. I didn't look at it for a while. I looked at it late. They were still up 8-4 going into the bottom of the ninth. No problem, except Diamondbacks rallied with a 5-run bottom of the ninth.
Son of a...
capped by a Corbin Carroll pinch hit, walk-off, 2-run home run, and all of a sudden, they're just a half game behind the Padres and the Mets. So they're the first team just out in the wild card race, but just a half a game out. And then the Cardinals lost yesterday to the Rangers 6-3. They've lost 4 out of 5, which has dropped them 2 games behind the Padres and Mets out of the wild card standings. And then there's the Pittsburgh Pirates, who are still very much in the thick of things. They rallied with a 3-run go-ahead home run in the ninth inning in Houston to beat the Astros 5-3. And they're just 2 games back and tied with the Cardinals. So you've got the Braves, half a game up, Mets and Padres, then the Diamondbacks, half a game back, and the Cardinals and Pirates, 2 games back. That's 2.5 games separating 6 teams. And at most, only 3 of them will make the playoffs. You throw a blanket over all of them.
So let me pull it up here. Since you are scoreboard watching, you self-admittedly, I'm kind of in between. Like Jesse Agler said, he's more of like a September 1st guy. I'm probably like mid to late August, at least before I really start caring.
I'll admit, I'm kind of early.
You're a little early.
But once you kind of know who you're cheering for and against, there's no reason not to. So when it's early in the season and like the Diamondbacks are playing the Giants, you got no idea who it's good or bad to lose. You know, you don't know where they're going to be later in the season. You just let it unfold. At this point, there are at least some games where you can fairly confidently know, all right, I know I'm cheering against this team tonight.
Right. Are you okay? So let's go through the teams. I mean, Braves have the half game lead.
Yeah, you're cheering
Padres
against,
and Mets are tied.
You're cheering against the Braves. You're cheering against the Mets. You're cheering against the D-backs, the Cardinals, and the Pirates, and the Giants.
But Cardinals, Pirates, and Giants. How confident are you that they're going to be in the mix in a month?
Not as confident for the.
I think the Diamondbacks will still be in the hunt for sure.
Yeah, the Diamondbacks are a team that's playing their best baseball right now and going in the right direction. Obviously, they went to the World Series last year. The Cardinals have always kind of been defying expectations all year. I mean, last year we talked about the Padres' run differential.
Oh,
and again, this year, the Padres' run differential is right where it should be. They're plus 34, which is about what they should be for a team that's six games over 500. Run differential isn't that important. I know everyone thinks that I'm Mr. Run Differential. It's only important.
You are Mr. Run Differential.
But it's only important when it's weird. Like, why is your run differential so good and your record so bad? Or conversely, the Cardinals, they have a minus 51 run differential. Their record should be about 8 or 9 games under 500. Yet somehow they've managed to stay.
Further proof that run differential means nothing.
Well, no, it can be telling. Now, it would tell you that the Cardinals are probably have some smoke and mirrors going on. And they shouldn't be able to keep this up. Now, they could always start playing better, but somehow they've managed. I don't really think they're going to hang on. The Pirates, I would also imagine, with being careful with Paul Skeens and their young pitchers, that it's going to be tough for them to stick around. And you know they're probably not investing. They made one trade for a pitcher yesterday, but you don't think they're going to make a huge investment, so they're probably not going to stick around. To me, it's the Diamondbacks and maybe the Giants are the ones you worry about the most that are trying to chase you down at this point.
The division opponents,
right.
Of course.
So, I mean, we always cheer against the division opponents,
yeah.
But you
easy.
Can definitely, I mean, the Braves are the team that they could still fall flat on their face. They are not guaranteed a playoff spot. As good as they've been in recent years, there's no promise that means they'll be there in the postseason this year. And at some point, the injuries are just too much.
That feels like a team that could give up a lot to go get a Garrett Crochet.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they just pulled off the trade last night for Soler. Are they going to add pitching?
Like, they feel desperate. Feels,
yeah, a little bit.
With all the injuries and the high expectations that they've had every year, feels like I could see them getting a little desperate.
Sure. All right, let's take a timeout. Before we do that, we got some Padres tickets to give away. Start dialing now, 833-288-0973. We'll take the sixth caller. You can win tickets for tomorrow's game against the Dodgers. Dylan Cease on the mound. It's a 5:40 first pitch tomorrow, hour earlier on a quick two-game series getaway day for the Dodgers. Call now to win a pair of tickets, 833-288-0973. Paulie will answer your calls during the break, and then we'll come back. Final segment. Will anything happen during our show? Nothing in the first 3 hours and 30 minutes. We got less than 30 minutes to go. See if a trade comes down before we're off the air and Andy and Elston take over next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Congratulations to Alex, won the Padres tickets. Everybody else, I'm sorry, you're going to have to get in the old-fashioned way. Sneak in. No, don't do that.
Whoa.
Don't do that. The security is very tight at Petco Park. You'd never be able to get in. Padres should be, I would assume, sellout crowds the next couple of days. It's crazy that we are now assuming Tuesday and Wednesday night games are going to be sellouts at Petco Park.
Well, when the Dodgers come to town, it was always a sellout. It was just a matter of what's the split going to look like.
It wasn't always a sellout,
I mean,
even when
the
Dodgers came to town.
In the last 10 years, it was always. The conversation was, is it going to be 30% Padres fans, 40% Padres fans? Can we split it down the middle? I mean, now it's going to be a sellout, and I expect it to be 85, 90% Padres fans.
Yeah, they'll be Dodgers fans, no doubt about it. But just the fact that you can get that many people on a weeknight, 2 weeknights in a row at Petco Park, regardless of opponent, is pretty spectacular considering where this franchise was 10 years ago, 20 years ago. Just it's different now, and I love it, and I appreciate it, and it's always great, no matter what they do or don't do at the trade deadline. And nothing yet, although I did see this tweet from John Morosi during our break. He said, of note, Jack Flaherty and Mike Schilt had a good relationship when Flaherty was a Cardinal. Schilt's Padres are looking to add a starter. Flaherty is available. Eyeball emojis. Thank you, John/Adam Klug Morosi, for that update on non-update on the trade deadline. I mean, it's good. I guess if the Padres do get Jack Flaherty, that he and Mike Schilt already get along and have a good relationship. I don't get the sense that A.J. Preller is making his choices based on who Mike Schilt got along with in the past or didn't get along with in the past.
I also, knowing Schilty a little bit like we do and how much he will defend his players no matter what, how many bad relationships do you think he has with players? I think he's got a good relationship with every player.
That's a really good point. When someone will defend you to the nth degree... How are you going to say, just never really got along with my skipper? Yeah, I know. He was constantly defending me in the media and going to bat for me all the time and had my back in every situation. Just didn't like the guy, though. We just didn't get along.
Oh.
So, yeah.
I don't like these deadline shows.
No, they've never worked out well for us. The Juan Soto one, but was that deadline day or the day before
deadline day? It was deadline day.
It was deadline day?
It was deadline day.
But it was bad before the Soto.
It was like an hour and a half of absolute anxiety and just waiting and waiting and waiting. There's no Juan Soto getting moved this year, and I'm still just like, come on, guys. Whenever you want, make a move.
So we'll see. We've got about 20 minutes.
Should I take a vow of silence like Woodsy would do?
20 minutes left. We'll see if they make any moves. Obviously, Annie and Elston will still be here covering it all, even if we're not, Pauly. So they'll be jealous if someone else gets to report a trade.
I'm not jealous. I just want something to happen. Like, planning today's show yesterday evening sucked because I'm like, we're just kind of sitting around in limbo waiting for the Padres to make a move.
I mean, there's no reason to plan like a giant show when this is really what we're going to be doing no matter what.
Right.
Whether they make a move or not, we're just going to be watching to see if something does happen. So, yeah, we're down to our last 20 or so. Let's check traffic, and then we'll count down the clock until 9:55, and we turn things over to Annie and Elston. But let's one more check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. It's our 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by The Farmer's Dog. From a healthier weight to more energy, when you switch your dog's food to The Farmer's Dog, the effects can feel magical. What sorcery is this? Not at all. It's just real food made for the health of dogs. Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/radio. Alisa says, about time to call Dave, Ben. No, we're not having Dave in. Don't worry, Woods. I know you're on the tarmac.
I think he's
getting ready to take off. We're not having Dave Roberts.
You do a great job.
Other than that one little clip, he's not joining the program today.
Woods, not Dave. Woods just texted us. Can't believe he didn't give you guys a trade to talk about. So I think he's listening right now.
We did hear potentially, and I won't reveal any sources or people, but Dave Roberts may have actually gotten wind of the
About this yesterday.
Did we talk about it yesterday?
I thought we did. Yeah.
All right. We already talked about it yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay. On the air? All right.
He's definitely aware.
He's aware of what transpired on the show this week. By the way, speaking of prospects.
Does that make you nervous or upset?
Not really.
Okay, good.
Not really.
Good. We've changed you.
I'm going to my trainer today. She and Dave are real tight. So if he had anything to report, I might hear it from her as well later today. Speaking of prospect, considering of all these deadline deals, we didn't get to it yesterday. Did you see who hit for the cycle on Sunday for the Miami Marlins?
No.
Xavier Edwards. Does that ring a bell at all?
It was a former Padre.
He was a Padres minor leaguer. He was one of the guys
for the
in
Marlins.
They traded him to the Rays, though, and then the Rays let him go, and the Marlins picked him up. But he was part of the Jake Cronenworth, Tommy Pham deal when the Padres sent who was it that went? He wasn't the main piece, but he was one of the other pieces in that trade. Didn't stick with the Rays, ended up with the Marlins. Has only had a couple of stints in the major leagues, but happened to hit for the cycle on Sunday for the Miami Marlins and Skip Schumacher's team. Now, it came in a loss, but he was the only guy who had pretty much any hits for the team, but he had all four of them.
That was, 2019 offseason. The Padres sent infield prospect Xavier Edwards, outfielder Hunter Renfro,
and
a player to be named. I don't remember who that player to be named was, for Tommy Pham and some two-way prospect named Jake Cronenworth.
Right. Tommy Pham, obviously, has gone around the circuit since then and now is back with the St. Louis Cardinals, where he was so long ago after yesterday's trade. And Jake remains Jake, our Jake, here with the San Diego Padres. But once upon a time, he was traded for Xavier Edwards, who hit for the cycle on Sunday for the Miami Marlins. Just one of those. I don't think that means now the Padres lost the trade. I still feel like they did pretty well.
Yeah.
Hunter Renfro has gone on and continued to just kind of do Hunter Renfro things. He's hit his home runs, been, you know, better than an average player, but not ever a superstar type level player. He's been okay. I think the Padres are very happy, though, with what they've got in Jake Cronenworth and even in the contributions from Tommy Pham in that deal. Hunter Renfro is a loser. I didn't see him as
you
a major,
like Hunter Renfro.
Huge part of the future of the San Diego
Padres.
You don't
Padres. Like a lot of Padres.
I do like a lot of Padres.
I don't know.
I like Jake, even though I tried to trade Jake a number of times.
Tried to trade Joe. You can't stand Adam Major. Hated Hunter Renfro. Who's next, Ben?
Where would the Padres
Who's
be?
Who's next?
If they had listened to me a couple of times. Really? Yeah, it's not. Wouldn't have been the worst idea back in the day. All right. Tyler Glasnow tonight against Matt Waldron in the first game of the series. Dodgers throwing a nasty pitcher at the Padres. We'll test those. You know, Jesse talked about how well the Padres have battled at the plate throughout the road trip, which is, it's been really impressive. Because they really do. I noticed, especially in the last couple of games in Baltimore, even like when they didn't score in an inning, like seeing 20 to 30 pitches against pitchers constantly. I mean, the foul balls. If I was watching like a fan of the other team in the Orioles, I'd be like, get this team out of town. I am so tired of these long innings, even when we don't give up runs and 27 pitches, you know, in the first inning and they don't score. They've been taking good at-bats. They've been working counts. They've been exhausting opposing starting pitchers. Can they do that against one of the best arms in baseball, though, today in Tyler Glasnow? Or do you go with a different strategy? Part of being a good lineup is sometimes you do have to mix it up. Because once they see, all right, they're taking a lot of pitches. They're, you know, they're trying to work those at-bats. I'll just lay in a couple of strikes early and get ahead and put myself in a great situation. Sometimes you do have to mix it up and then be aggressive early in a count, early in an at-bat, to take advantage of a guy who's just trying to get ahead. So it's that chess game that, you know, batters and pitchers constantly play. And it's one of the things I'm going to be looking for in tonight's series opener with Tyler Glasnow on the mound for the Dodgers.
Yeah, I'm just looking. How did he do against the Padres earlier in the year? He pitched opening day, right? In Korea?
Did he pitch? I think he did.
Yeah. Glasnow, five innings, two hits, two earned runs, four walks, three strikeouts. Okay.
Obviously, you're kind of not completely stretched out, but I don't know that he is now because he's just off a stint on the injured list a couple of times ago. So, and then Clayton Kershaw going tomorrow, and not sure if he's stretched out. Maybe I think he went four in his last start, so maybe they stretch him out to five. But there'll obviously be some opportunities against the Dodgers bullpen in this series over the next couple of days as well. I'm interested in seeing the debut of Jason Adam. Could come probably as soon as tonight. I assume he will be part of the team. Padres will have to make a corresponding
move.
Yeah,
when did he last pitch? He's got to be well rested.
On the 26-man roster, so I assume he'd be ready to go, so we may see that in today's game. Sammy had an interesting tweet this morning. He's looking for how the Padres control Shohei Ohtani in this series. Ohtani currently leading the National League in batting average, .314, on-base percentage, .404, slugging percentage, .639, OPS, 1,043, home runs, 32, and runs scored, 82. And as a leadoff hitter, he's been even better. With Mookie Betts continuing to be out of the lineup with his injury, he's hitting .316 with a .436 on-base percentage and 1,150 OPS since moving into the leadoff spot consistently. I don't know that you're going to spend 2 days and completely shut down Shohei Ohtani. I know the Padres did it last year. Didn't he go 0-10 in that series for the Angels?
So. Yeah.
I don't anticipate that happening, but it's okay if he gets you once or
gets
has
everybody.
A couple of hits. I think it's actually a bigger key. All right, but then you gotta control everybody else. Gavin Lux has been hot lately. You can't let Gavin Lux go off against you in this series.
Agreed.
I mean, those are you let Shohei get you once, even twice, big deal. Especially if it's bases empty. All right, hits one 450 feet. It's one run. It's still just one run. What you can't let happen is James Outman and Gavin Lux and those kind of guys to do a ton of damage at the bottom of the Dodgers lineup. That's where all of a sudden, then there's no way to bounce back. You know, Ohtani's going to get his. He's going to get on base. He'll probably hit a home run, at least one, in the next 2 days. Doesn't mean you're going to lose that game, especially if you keep the base traffic off the bases in front of him at the bottom of their order.
Yard. How many times have we seen Dylan Cease give up a first inning home run?
He might lead off the game. It's not right. Game. Don't give up. Because the Padres match up well with this Dodgers team. They're ahead, 5-3 in the season series. They've matched up well against the Dodgers so far this season. No one matches up against Shohei Ohtani. Aaron Judge got the Padres when they went to New York. They did a pretty good job. Santander got him once. He's got, 30? They kept Gunnar Henderson in the yard for the series the Orioles. He had a pretty tough series. They've matched up well against these good teams. They have, I think I saw the seventh best record against winning teams in all of baseball, in Major League Baseball. So they'll check it out again in the next couple of days. And then another off day on Thursday. And then it's a whole different challenge when the Colorado Rockies come to town. A team you haven't matched up well against, but you should. You should absolutely own. Actually, more nervous about those games, I think. I expect good games the next couple of days against the Dodgers.
I'm excited.
Certainly not like going, here we go again, we're going to get swept. I wouldn't be surprised if they split. Wouldn't be surprised if they took two, but you can't be shocked if the Dodgers play well. Also, it's a good, compelling trade deadline time series here between the Padres and the Dodgers, and definitely excited about it. And we'll see if either team has some more players. Tommy Edman's not back yet. He's still finishing his rehab after wrist surgery, so I don't think he'll be activated for this series. They should have Michael Kopech in their bullpen that they picked up in that three-way trade yesterday as well from the White Sox, so they'll have an extra arm in their bullpen. They also picked up Amed Rosario yesterday, which surprised me because I would have said he was already on the Dodgers, but yes. Apparently he wasn't. They traded for him last year at the deadline.
Okay. That's what it was.
But then he left in the offseason, and he's had a decent year, so they just picked him up again, trying to fill the gap at shortstop, especially while Mookie's been out. So they have a couple of new names that they'll have in their lineup over the next couple of days as well. Right. Are you
2 minutes left.
Are you kidding me? There's not going to be – I mean, not just the Padres.
There hasn't been anything.
There hasn't been a single trade since last night at about 8:30. You said when Jeff Passan reported the Soler to the Braves deal.
It is almost 1 p.m. on the East Coast.
13 hours and 20 minutes since the last trade, and we are now 5 hours away from the trade deadline.
Yeah.
All right. God, Woods is so lucky.
Minute and a half left.
I go on vacation. It's chaos. You guys are mad that I'm gone. Woods goes is like, nothing happened. I don't miss anything. Yeah, might as well go to Hawaii. Nothing big is going to happen that you're going to miss on the show.
All right, right now, do the Padres make a trade?
Yes. Yes.
Are you surprised? Is it a move you think you're like, whoa?
No.
I didn't see that coming.
No, I think it's going to be something we saw coming. It's going to be a Tyler Anderson or a Cal Quantrill. I mean, maybe a Jack Flaherty. I think that's probably...
That's as crazy as it'll get.
As crazy as it will get. I don't think it's going to be Blake Snell coming back. Sorry, Padres fans, as much as you might like that. It might be a name that we weren't on the radar, but it'll be someone along those lines. It'll be a middle-to-back-of-the-rotation starter that hopefully can pitch on Friday against the Colorado Rockies.
What's going on in Major League Baseball this morning? How has there not been one damn move? Are they all playing a game of chicken with each other?
Just having some mimosas and enjoying their morning and just waiting. I mean, I can see that the teams that are buying are waiting for the price tag. They're so close now.
Yeah.
At some point, the sellers start feeling the pressure. Like, the clock is the only thing that's working against them. because they can hold out forever, but the clock keeps that from happening. So they're going to have to make a trade. And if the sellers say, if the buyers say, if I just hold out another couple of hours, maybe he'll come back to my price, like my final offer, and I won't have to give up anymore. So maybe we're in that kind of end game here for the trade deadline. Whatever it is, Annie and Elston will keep you up to date coming up next. Have a safe flight, Woodsy. For Paulie, I'm Ben. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. AJ Preller at 8 o'clock tomorrow right here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.